Today's reading is from Isaiah chapter 42, verses 1 through 9. God's servant Israel is endowed with the Spirit in order to bring justice to the nations. The servant will not exercise authority boisterously or with violence, nor will weariness ever keep it from fulfilling its task. God's old promises have been fulfilled. The new assignment of the servant is to bring light to the nations. Here is my servant, whom I uphold, my chosen, in whom my soul delights. I have put my spirit upon him. He will bring forth justice to the nations. He will not cry or lift up his voice or make it heard in the street. A bruised reed he will not break, and a dimly burning wick he will not quench. He will faithfully bring forth justice. He will not grow faint or be crushed until he has established justice in the earth, and the coastlands wait for his teaching. Thus says God the Lord, who created the heavens and stretched them out, who spread out the earth and what comes from it, who gives breath to the people upon it and spirit to those who walk in it. I am the Lord, I have called you in righteousness. I have taken you by the hand and kept you. I have given you as a covenant to the people, a light to the nations, to open the eyes that are blind, to bring out the prisoners from the dungeon, from the prison those who sit in darkness. I am the Lord, that is my name. My glory I give to no other, nor my praise to idols. See, the former things have come to pass, and new things I now declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. The word of the Lord. Please join me in reading Psalm 29. Responsibly. Ascribe to the Lord, you gods, ascribe to the Lord glory and strength.
Ascribe to the Lord glory in God's name. Worship the Lord in the holiness.
The voice of the Lord is upon the waters, the God of glory thunders. The Lord is upon the mighty waters. The voice of the Lord breaks the cedar trees. The Lord breaks the cedars of Lebanon.
The Lord makes Lebanon straight like a path, and the mountain burns.
The voice of the Lord bursts forth in lightning flashes.
The voice of the Lord shakes the wilderness.
The voice of the Lord makes the oak trees writhe and strips the forest bare. And in the temple of the Lord, all are crying, glory.
The Lord sits enthroned above the flood. The Lord sits enthroned as king forevermore.
O Lord, give strength to your people. Give them, O Lord, the blessings of peace.
Came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. John would have prevented him, saying, I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me? But Jesus answered him, let it be so now, for it is proper for us in this way to fulfill all righteousness. Then he consented. And when Jesus had been baptized, just as he came up from the water, suddenly the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, this is my Son, the Beloved, with whom I am well pleased. The Gospel of the Lord. In the reading this morning from the prophet Isaiah, we hear the first of four servant songs, poems that profess the coming of the Messiah. These songs tell the people Israel what to look for someone who will bring justice, someone with enough power to enlist the help of all the nations, with enough endurance to work for it through thick and thin. The portrait painted for us of the Messiah is one who is strong and faithful and enlightened. With this vision in mind, who could have predicted that Jesus, the long-awaited Messiah, would come to be baptized by his cousin John in the River Jordan? We hear surprise in John's voice as he says, "Really? You want me to baptize you?" It seems that John was really surprised by this request. Perhaps others were too. Have you ever wondered what it was like for the others on that day? The bystanders, the people who were in line ahead of or behind Jesus, who were waiting for their own baptism to happen, who watched this whole thing unfold. John preached of a baptism of repentance. Repenting meant returning to God or turning towards God and doing this in a very public way. Standing on the edge, down by the riverside, what were the people thinking? Why on earth are all these people here? What's the point of this anyway, this baptism? Standing on the edge of this riverbank, I wonder if other people feel as uneasy as I do today. It's like being on the brink of something new, something exciting but very risky. But what exactly, I just cannot put my finger on. Wade in the water, wade in the water, children, wade in the water. God's gonna trouble the water. Seeing all these people here for baptism is pretty impressive and quite unsettling, actually. John has been preparing us for something big. And the people have come from all over the countryside, inexplicably drawn to this John, hearing about the Messiah who would come and do wonderful things. The long-expected Messiah is coming. That's what John keeps telling us. But how could it possibly be true? I wouldn't have believed it myself if I hadn't seen it with my own eyes and felt the Spirit of God hover over these waters in a way that brought tears to my eyes and a shiver down my spine. Wade in the water, wade in the water, children. Trouble the water. When Jesus was in the water with John, something happened. It's hard to explain with words, really. When John pulled Jesus up from the water, they both looked startled. Jesus looked around as if he was in a different place, in a different time. And the look on John's face told me that something was happening with him too. What exactly is going on here, I wonder? What is God up to? Wade in the water, wade in the water, children, wade in the water. God's gonna trouble the water. Ever since I arrived on this bank of this river, this song has been playing in my head over and over. The life that John keeps speaking about sounds so exciting, but so dangerous. It's a life of devotion, a life of sacrifice. It's a way of being wholly committed to the work of God in a totally new way. So instead of standing on the sidelines, I wonder if I could actually commit to being all in. But how could I possibly jump into these troubled waters, knowing what it would mean for me and my family? I ask myself this question over and over, and this song keeps playing in my ears. Wade in the water, wade in the water, children. God's gonna trouble the water. That's it, I've decided I'm all in. Although baptism is not a nice thing to do, not such a nice thing. It's revolutionary is what it is. And the fact that I brought my babies here to the river should cause me to shudder, because baptism is not for the weak of heart. Baptism is a radical act. It sends the Holy Spirit on a mission, and that doesn't always mean that life will be easy. This is not the kind of thing that can be undone. Kind of like a tattoo. Like a tattoo on the heart that has a story to tell, like all tattoos do. A story that we cannot possibly keep to ourselves. How sneaky of God to sneak up on me and all of us like this and to make God's way into my life. This water and these blessings are going to transform my life in a way for me and my community that I just don't know if we're ready for. That's the scary part. It's not going to be pretty. It's going to be hard. It's going to be challenging. And already it feels so vulnerable and uncomfortable. That's what it feels like to be baptized, I guess, because it means to love the unloved and to speak truth to power and to welcome the strangers, even the ones I don't even like, and all the immigrants who know a different language from mine. And it means to refuse to be a doormat, all while turning the other cheek. And that's easier said than done. These are the things that John and Jesus had the audacity to teach me and to do. To love when it does not make sense. To open my heart even when I have been hurt. To allow my heart and heart to be softened by tears and the waters of baptism. That kind of strength is only something that I can get from God. The Holy Spirit is on the loose, people. So hold on, because it's going to be a wild ride. The Holy Spirit is on the loose, and it's going to be quite an adventure. Are you with me? Are you with me? Are you with me standing on the edge of that river, toes sinking into the mud, ready to wade into that water?
Yes.
Wade.